Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get leaner, fitter, stronger, healthier, faster at any age on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Tuesday, April 12th. Let's talk about how oatmeal isn't the health food that everybody purports it to be. So many bodybuilders and so many athletes and just regular people trying to get healthy think that oatmeal is one of the most nutritious foods out there. And I'm just here to tell you, it's simply not true. The way you consume oatmeal is you have to pull out the kernel, and depending on how you bought it, it might have been boiled, flattened with a giant steamroller, and then you have to reboil it again and then eat it. Or, you know, if you do like the steel cut route, you know, you've got to completely remove the husk from the kernel, chop it in half, and then boil it or soak it. It's not the food that you think it is. So what I did to kind of really show you the facts behind it is I pulled up the nutrition data on oatmeal versus other foods that you could be eating instead that might give you way, way better benefits compared to all of the other foods that are out there. So let me make it very clear. Oatmeal is not a bad food that can hurt you or harm your health. So let me make that very, very, very clear. There are athletic benefits to it. So if you are an athlete who is constantly expending energy in the form of glucose and glycogen, oh my goodness, oatmeal can be an amazing food to add to your regimen. But that's on top of a whole giant list of even better foods that smoke oatmeal and just leave it in the dust in terms of creating health. You know what happens when people say that they got healthy because they switched to oatmeal? The only people that got healthy because they switched to oatmeal was because they were switching from horribly disgusting health destroying food and then switched it over to oatmeal, which is completely benign. It doesn't improve your health. It's that you just stopped eating the worst food on earth. And now you're switching to something that is no longer going to hurt you, but it is not going to save your life. It's not going to generate health. It's not going to help you increase your metabolism. It doesn't do any of that stuff. It's the other real plant foods that do. And so let's go over a couple. I made this list. You can do this yourself if you want to recheck my work. You go to nutritiondata.com and you'll be able to find a big database over there of any food that you want. And I did this for oats. So when I did my criteria in pulling up the nutrition information, I used oats. And when you look for it, it's under the grain and cereal section. And I looked up oats in the most whole form possible, minus the husk, of course. And what I did was I pulled up the nutrition information, the carbohydrates, the dietary fiber, protein, and a list of any vitamins, which oatmeal doesn't have any. We'll get into that in a second. A list of the primary minerals as well. And what I did was I compared kale, spinach, I even threw banana and mango in there just so that you can start seeing the differences. And what I did was I normalized it. So I mathematically normalized it. So I made all of the ingredients equivalent to each other from the standpoint of calories. So I basically said, if a certain serving of kales have 50 calories, and then the same serving that I'm looking at here has 607 calories from oats, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to divide the number of calories from oats by kale and multiply that amount by the number of total nutrients, so that from a calorie to calorie per calorie standpoint, we're looking and comparing at the amount of nutrients that are in each of these foods. And then what I did was I looked at how much more or how much less kale, spinach, banana, or mango had compared to oats. And I calculated the percentages just simply using an Excel spreadsheet. So here is what I found. So every morning for breakfast, my family has a combination of kale and spinach smoothie. And that's what everybody has. And there's a reason we choose that, is because it is by far some of the most nutrient-dense foods. You see, this is important because if you're going to fill your stomach with something, because your stomach has so much real estate, my whole suggestion about increasing health and increasing metabolism is, why not load it up with the most nutrient-dense foods you possibly can? So let's look at kale. Kale has 43. So a lot of people say the reason oats are so good is because it has so much fiber. Well, guess what? The same number of calories from kale contains 43% more dietary fiber than oats. Spinach has 220% more dietary fiber than oats. Banana has 7% more dietary fiber than oats. And mango, would you believe it or not, but it actually has the exact same amount. Mango, the most random fruit ever, right? From a protein standpoint, so again, we're just comparing, so 607 calories of oats versus 607 calories versus kale. Did you know that kale has 40% more protein per calorie than oats do? Spinach has 199% more protein per calorie than oats do. Now, oats do have bananas and mangoes beat in the protein department. It's bananas have 77% less and mangoes have 78% less protein than oats. Now, this is huge. Vitamins. Vitamin A, we looked at vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, and vitamin K. Kale, spinach, banana, and mango huge amounts of vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin K. Kale didn't have any vitamin E, but spinach, banana, and mango did. Decent to humongous amounts of each of those vitamins in those foods. Oats, zero, zip, nothing. There are no vitamins in oats. How healthy is that? You can't generate health if you don't have any vitamins. Are you kidding me? Why is that a cornerstone of every breakfast? That makes no sense to me. Does it make sense to you? Maybe you didn't do the research like I'm doing right now. Let's look at some of these other ones. How about thiamine? Well, Oats does have some thiamine. In fact, kale only has 1% more thiamine than oats does. But did you know what? Spinach has 95% more than oats does. Here's another one, riboflavin. Riboflavin, this is where all the other ones dominate. By the way, banana and mango. Banana has 75% less thiamine, and mango has 53% less thiamine than oats. So oats there, it beats the fruit, but it doesn't beat the veggies. Riboflavin. Kale has got oats beat by 507%. Spinach has oats beat by 2,235%. Banana beats oats by 204%. Mango beats oats by 184%. Niacin. Kale beats it by 709%. Spinach beats oats by 1,197%. Banana beats oats by 204%. Mango beats oats by 278%. Let's look at vitamin B6. 1,721% is how much kale kicks the butt of oats in vitamin B6. 2,624% for spinach, 1,114% for banana, and 467% for mango. How about folate? How about folate? Maybe oats is better in folate. Nope. Kale beats oats by 303% per calorie. Spinach beats oats by 5,777% per calorie. Banana beats oats by 56% per calorie. Mango beats oats by 50% per calorie. Here's one. I wasn't quite sure if I was going to even list this, but I don't know. It's not really something I've ever really looked at. But in case you're wondering, here I did it. Pantothenic acid. Oats has kale beat by 42%. It's got spinach beat by 26%. However, bananas beat oats by 16%. And then it beats mango by 19%. Excuse me. Had some spinach and mango myself just right now. Now, calcium. Very important mineral. Kale beats oats by 1,844% per calorie. Spinach beats oats by 3,011% per calorie. The only thing oats beats any of these foods per calorie is in, well, bananas. So bananas have 59% fewer calcium per calorie than oats. But you know what? Mango randomly beats oats by 11%. Let's look at iron. 179% more in kale. 867% more in spinach. Bananas and mangoes, 75% less, 85% less. I'm starting to get that vegetables are more nutrient rich than fruit. We already knew that. You knew that. You should have known that already. Magnesium. Kale has 50% more per calorie. Spinach has 658% more per calorie. However, oats beats banana by 33% and beats mango by 70%. Now let's look at phosphorus. This is finally one where, well, oats beats kale a little bit. Kale has 17% less phosphorus per calorie than oats do. However, spinach beats oats by 59%. And then oats beats banana and mango by 82 and 87%. Potassium. Now, this one should be pretty obvious, but here are the real numbers. You actually be surprised when you look at how each of these foods compare to each other. Kale beats oats by 711%. However, spinach beats oats by 2,107%. Bananas only beat oats by 266%, nowhere near kale or spinach. And then mango even beats oats by 118% on calcium. Zinc, kale loses to oats by just 22%. However, spinach beats oats by 126%. Banana loses to oats by 85%, loses to oats by mango loses to oats by 91%. Copper. Kale beats oats by 264%. Spinach beats oats by 211%. Oats beats banana by 39%. And mango beats oats by 13%. And then finally, last one, manganese. Kale beats oats by 26%. Spinach beats oats by 203%. Banana loses to oats by 76%. And mango, oh man, you're disappointing me, mango, on your manganese. You would think that mango would have manganese. That's just not true. It loses by 100%. That's pretty rough. That's pretty harsh. So check it out, guys. Look, when you're trying to evaluate the health of everything, you got to be high in minerals. There's no doubt about that. The more mineral rich you are, the better off. But hello, you're going to need the vitamins too. So oatmeal, this is where oatmeal completely loses it. This oatmeal loses to banana and mango because it's completely devoid of all vitamins. Completely devoid. None. There's no vitamins. So when you're looking at a food, you got to think about this. If you're eating a food for its energy, well, guess what? All of these foods, kale, spinach, mango, banana, all of them will do just fine, providing you tons and tons of great energy in the form of carbohydrates. Dietary fiber, when you're looking at dietary fiber, kale, spinach, and banana, well, especially kale and spinach, just beat the pants out of oats in terms of the amount of dietary fiber per calorie. Even banana beats it too. I mean, technically, you're better off eating just the same amount in bananas than you are eating oats if you want dietary fiber. Mango has exactly the same, except the only difference between banana, mango, and oats is that, well, oats, you're not getting any vitamins at all. So looking at it that way, you're just not going to be able to generate huge amounts of health. So I did say it's not going to hurt you. It's not bad for you. There's some benefits to it. And from an athletic standpoint, when you're burning through glucose and glycogen like nobody's business, oatmeal becomes pretty handy. However, you can get more nutrients more effectively through green vegetables like kale and spinach. And if you want to be able to consume large amounts of those, well, the best thing to do is to blend them up in your blender. You can't beat that. You really can't. And you're getting way more dietary fiber than you are with the kale. I just want to address just one small thing that somebody wrote as a comment. Oh, and of course, that's the obvious. It's talking about fiber. You know, when you're vegan, fiber is really the last thing you need to worry about. There's really no vegans I personally know that will ever, ever, ever have a fiber deficiency because everything they eat is loaded with fiber. It's kind of like trying to convince a fish to eat more seaweed because it's got water. It's not the fish's problem. You get it? I hope that helps. And if you have more thoughts to share, or if you just blatantly disagree with me, that's totally cool. We welcome disagreements. We I mean, shoot, why can't we all learn from each other? But I hope you found this interesting or fascinating. If you're going to eat foods, there's way better foods out there that will help you faster and more effectively than oatmeal. Just remember, oatmeal is not a bad food. It certainly is better than eating bad junk food. Oatmeal is definitely better, but then there's way better foods on top of oatmeal. And I mean, there's a huge list of foods that are way, way better and more nutritious and way healthier than oatmeal. And that's why I said that it ranks at the bottom of the sewer. When we're putting a list of all the foods, all the plant, 100% plant-based whole foods that you can eat in terms of its health-generating benefits, oatmeal ranks there near dead last. That's my point. And that's it. Listen, if you want to learn more about this, we're doing something very special. Here's what I recommend you do. On Thursday, right now, I've got it scheduled for Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, that may change. That may change. I may go a little earlier. You'll have to keep up with our Facebook fan page to find out. But if you're a friend with me on Facebook, then great. If not, I'm sorry. Right now, I've got, I think I'm full with my friends. But if a few more people dislike me because of this post, then I'll have more room and you can go ahead and try to friend me that way. But where I'm going to be doing this special little event, it's called Help Fix My Diet. It's a live Facebook video stream, and I am going to help you. If you believe that you're not getting, if you're not getting results and you believe it's because of your diet, I'm going to give you an opportunity to go ahead and show me your diet. Show me your diet, and you can post it to Facebook underneath the video. I'll look at it, and right there in real time, I'll rip it apart. No, I'm not going to rip it apart. I'm going to ask you very simply, what is the goal or what is the result that you are intending to achieve with your diet? And based on that answer, I'll tell you exactly why it is not helping you achieve it. And then I'll tell you exactly what to do to fix it so that you get way, way better results. You guys understand. I mean, looking at this stuff, for me and Brooke, it's like breathing. It's so easy. We do that all day long. It's very easy for us to spot flaws in anyone's diet. And then for those of you who are looking for body transformation, losing fat, gaining muscle, I want you to go, if you want to, go ahead and participate. We're really going to be looking at more of an audience that are looking for health and healing. And then I'll do another live stream video where I will be looking at your diet and your workout, because sometimes you can have the best diet in the world that will help you lose a lot of body fat. But if you're not losing the body fat, then the answer or the problem is in your workout. And I have to look at both. So I will do another live video stream looking at your workout and your diet, and I will give you the critique that you need and tell you how to fix it so that you can finally get a lot of results. But then you've got to do me the favor of telling the world about it. First of all, executing it, getting the results, and then telling everybody about it. Okay? Agree? Does that sound good? Fantastic. Hey, listen, if you haven't already, make sure you download your very own copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide. Just go to veganmusclebook.com. Also get the free metabolism training. Just go to thetruthaboutmetabolism.com. And for those of you who want to keep in touch with us and also participate in the live video stream, just go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. Go ahead and like that page. Make sure you have your notification settings so that you always receive our posts at the top of your news feed every single time so you can stay on top of it, okay? Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Feel free to send me any of your ideas for future episodes, things that you want to hear, but under the condition that you've also browsed through every single episode that we've done so far so that we're not repeating the same information. That's one thing I'm going to do my very best not to do, is to repeat information that I've already gone over extensively in previous episodes. So I thank you again from the bottom of my heart. This is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.